Just after 2 a.m. one Missouri morning, a police officer saw a pickup truck being driven erratically. He stopped the vehicle, noticed the driver's slurred speech, bloodshot eyes, and the odor of alcohol, and came to the obvious conclusion. The driver, Tyler McNeely, admitted he'd had a couple of beers and then, to prove it, promptly failed a field sobriety test. But he refused to take a breathalyzer and said he would refuse again, even if at the police station. So the officer took McNeely, instead, to a local hospital, where, despite McNeely's lack of consent, a lab technician took a blood sample. At trial, McNeely moved to suppress his incriminating blood on the grounds that the officer violated his Fourth Amendment right to be free of unreasonable searches of his person, a right under which an involuntary bloodletting would seem to fall. The officer who ordered the test felt he was within his rights to do so because exigent circumstances, in this case McNeely's liver metabolizing away the evidence of a crime, meant he did not have time to get a proper warrant. The United States Supreme Court does not hate this excuse. There are plenty of reasons why an officer should be able to commandeer a man's blood, quote, when the exigencies of the situation make the needs of law enforcement so compelling that a warrantless search is objectively reasonable, unquote. Past examples of exigent circumstances include entering a burning house to investigate the cause of the fire or an unburning house to offer assistance to an occupant. And the situation doesn't have to be fraught with peril or involve a house. In one case, the court felt that a warrantless search of a suspect's fingernails was permissible to preserve evidence the person was trying to rub off. In all of these cases, it is the totality of the circumstances that matters, not simply a single factor. That is, how much of an emergency is it, and what kind of invasion are we talking about? But the state of Missouri doesn't like the totality of circumstances rule or case-by-case judgment when it comes to a drunk driver's blood. It wanted the court to say that because the steady drumbeat of time and a functioning liver are always conspiring to destroy evidence, or what is referred to as the evanescent nature of blood alcohol content, it is always categorically reasonable in these cases for a police officer to obtain a blood sample without warrant or consent. The court demurred. It is not that getting such a blood sample is always wrong. It just depends, again, upon the circumstances. Besides, in this day of instant communications and certain jurisdictions making way for express warrants in drunk driving cases, there may be less of a need for such a per se rule now than ever before. But what is great about this decision is not the outcome, but the opinion itself and how representative it is of the court. We only ever hear about the Supremes when there is a highly charged 5-4 opinion that usually breaks down along party lines. And while there are plenty of those, there are more still that are like this one, smart people reading the same facts, precedent, and Bill of Rights, coming to conclusions based not at all on political party affiliation. So I quote here from the top of the opinion on how this one shook out. Sotomayor announced the judgment of the court and delivered the opinion of the court with respect to parts 1, 2A, 2B, and 4, in which Scalia, Kennedy, Ginsburg, and Kagan joined, and an opinion with respect to parts 2C and 3, in which Scalia, Ginsburg, and Kagan joined. Kennedy filed an opinion concurring in part. Roberts filed an opinion concurring in part and dissenting in part, in which Breyer and Alito joined. Thomas filed a dissenting opinion. I'm Travis McDade.